in a hurry.
You and your daughter and a dog.
To escape from her roommates.
My child's the one that was definitely most affected by this household.
Now, this single mom.
You're supposed to be mature enough to take care of the child.
I definitely take care of the child.
No, you don't.
Is on the move again.
I only moved into his house because this house was unlivable.
Are you still living there?
Yes. He has a very nice household for my daughter to grow up in, one that doesn't involve pit bulls or weed.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
20-year-old Lana Wynn is suing her former roommate, 21-year-old Jessica Lee, for unpaid rent and 2 months' worth of utility bills.
Order. All rise.
Now, it's case number 513 on the calendar in the matter of Wynn versus Lee.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
She was a roommate of yours for a short period of time, and you claim she moved out and she owes you some money for rent for 1 month and utilities for 2 months. When did you move into Ms. Nguyen's house, Ms. Lee?
I moved in on September 5th. Since I met her...
Just a second. Just answer my question. I'm busy. Who moved in with you into the house?
It was me and my daughter and a small dog named Monster. It was a chihuahua.
You, your daughter, and a dog?
Yeah.
What was the rent?
The rent was $550 plus a third of the utilities.
Did she pay the rent for September?
Yes.
Did she pay the rent for October?
Yes, Your Honor.
November?
Yes, Your Honor.
December?
Yes, Your Honor.
When did you move out, Ms. Lee?
I moved out on January 2nd.
When did she move out?
February 2nd, Your Honor.
When you moved out, Ms. Lee, where did you go?
I went to stay with my boyfriend, Jared. I had moved out on January 2nd. My stuff stayed there because they had changed the locks on me.
What stuff stayed there?
I had some clothes and an air mattress and two small tables.
Then you didn't move out until February.
Well, I personally moved out. My stuff didn't.
No, you didn't. You don't move out until you're out.
Mm-hmm.
You left an air mattress where?
In the room that I was occupying.
Well, if you leave your furniture in an apartment, you have furniture. What do you want?
The locks were changed, so when we went back to receive her stuff, we could not get into the house because the locks were changed on the outside of the house. So therefore, we couldn't even get into the house to move her stuff.
On what date did you try to get your stuff?
On numerous days.
No. First time you tried to get your stuff, Ms. Lee, what was the date?
January 2nd was the first time.
That was the date that you said you moved out. So it's impossible that the locks were changed when you were still there. You moved out. You could have taken all your stuff with you.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. You left some stuff there. When did you come back for your stuff?
Definitely on January 3rd and 4th.
So now we change from January 2nd, when the locks were changed, to January 3rd off definitely January 4th.
No, that's when I went to go and get the rest of my stuff.
Right.
Definitely. The locks were changed before that.
Well, they weren't changed when you left.
They were, actually. I was able to get in because they were there. They let me in. But the locks had definitely changed. My key did not work in the top lock.
Well, you said you slept there on the night of January 1st because you said you left January 2nd. How did you get in?
Sam. Sam actually let me in. And I believe she's the one that changed the locks.
Your name is?
Samantha.
Samantha. Locks were changed in the house?
I changed the locks about January 15th, I believe.
You have a bill from the locksmith?
We didn't get a new lock. We had already received a lock from a neighbor that had purchased a lock recently that he wasn't using.
Well, who installed it?
I did.
On what date did you install it?
I believe it was January 15th, almost January 20th. I didn't want to leave.
Well, she says January 2nd, January 4th. You say January 15th, 20th. What are we talking about?
I believe it's the 15th to the 20th. I'm not exactly sure the exact day I do.
When she slept there, January 1st, how did she get into the apartment?
She was the only one that had the key to the front door. Me and my roommate had no key to the front door. That's why we changed the locks in the beginning.
That's not
She was the only
problem,
one with the key.
Why is that?
Because when she moved in, I had originally given her my key. There was no need for multiple keys. We'd always left the front door and the back door locked.
You'd always left the back and the front door locked?
The sliding door. My sister comes to take care of my dog while I'm at work as well. So
you mean you left the back and the front door unlocked?
Correct.
Not locked. You just said
unlocked.
You left
my... I'm sorry.
You're thinking too fast.
I know. I'm nervous.
You're trying to think too fast about what you're going to say. If you say the truth, you can have a short memory.
Okay. I'll try not to be nervous.
That is definitely untrue because the police had to come on January 9th to try to let me in, but Sam had actually contacted me because I left her
text message. Now we're talking about January 9th.
January 9th, the first time the police had to be called for me trying to get my stuff.
January 9th is when you called the police?
January 9th is the next day that I needed to get in there to get my stuff.
What do you mean January 9th? It was the next day you had to get in there.
That was the next day that I could get my ride over there to try to get the amount of stuff that I had there.
So the first time you tried to get over there was January 8th or 9th, and by that time, the locks were changed.
The locks were definitely changed by January 9th, proven because police were there for it.
You have to pay for rent for January.
I was not there. I don't care
if you were there or not. Your stuff was there past January 1st.
That was out of my control.
Miss Lee, pay careful attention. I don't believe you. Put your hand down. What'd you have for lunch today?
Nothing.
What did you drink for lunch today?
A Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Listen to me very carefully, madam. If your stuff, your mattress, your tables are there on January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, you're there. I don't care where you park your behind. You're there. You have to pay rent on an apartment when you're there. And the law considers you there if your stuff is there.
I can get my stuff out.
Miss Lee, don't say it again because you sound ridiculous. You left on January 2nd. You should have taken all your stuff with you on January 2nd. All of it. Not just your chihuahua. All of it. Then we wouldn't be having this problem.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't take all of your stuff with you. You slept at his house, which probably was a big mistake.
I started staying
at his house. Listen to me very carefully. Either you're not understanding me or you're putting on blinders. You have a child?
Yes.
Who does your child live with?
With me, 50% of the time.
That's what I thought. I'm glad you put in the 50% of the time. Who does the child live with the other 50% of the time?
Her father.
By court order?
No. My child's the one that was definitely most affected by this household that they lied to me about from Craigslist
listen
of what was going
to
be there.
Madam,
I mean, the pit bull and the weed,
listen to me very carefully, madam. You have the child. You're the mother. You're old enough to have a baby. You consider yourself mature enough to have a child. Then you're supposed to be mature enough to take care of the child.
I definitely take care of my child.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and this household is a lie.
No, you don't. You don't definitely take care of your child. When did you meet him?
In March of 2008, I believe.
Why didn't you move in with him before instead of moving into their house in September? You want to give me a reason for that?
I only moved into his house because this house was unlivable.
But
I moved in there because I'm
a second. Are you still living there?
With him?
Yeah.
Yes. He is a very nice household for my daughter to grow up in, one that doesn't involve pit bulls or weed.
So my question is, why didn't you move in with him before?
Because I was a working mother and I could afford to have my own place, a place that I could call my own.
You weren't having your own place. You lived with
roommates.
A whole bunch of other people.
I did not know that there were going to be this many people living here.
Oh, please. You have to pay for January's rent. Did you pay December's utilities?
I paid for my December's rent and my December's utilities.
Did you pay careful attention to me? Put on your listening ears. Did you pay December's utilities?
I did.
Show me.
I don't have proof. It was to a different roommate. It was to Steven. That's who the utilities were collected by.
Did you pay them by check or cash?
By cash.
How much did you pay in December?
I think it was $134.
$134 in December, and you paid that to Steven. Where is he now?
I believe living in Huntington Beach. He moved out because Lana's crazy, too.
Great. Can I have Steven's number, please?
We actually do not have his contact information because when he moved out, he changed.
You must have. If you said
I don't have it. He doesn't want anything to do with any of us. He thinks we're all crazy.
Well, I do too. I actually do too. Unfortunately, you have children?
No.
That's the unfortunate part. They want to be crazy, they could be crazy on their own. You want to be nuts, you have to be nuts with a child.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Hey. Smarty pants, are you trying to act like you don't know what's going on or you really don't know what's going on?
And later today.
That's not a reason to give a dog away.
That's not the reason I gave the dog away.
Don't scream at me, because you scream at me, the case is going to be over.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lana Wynn says former roommate Jessica Lee owes for rent and bills. Jessica claims she was forced out of the home by her roommate's behavior.
Now, Stephen had been a roommate of yours. The utilities are in his name. Let me just understand this whole thing. The utilities are in his name. You all give him checks for the utilities, and it's your claim that you paid him for December's utilities in the amount of $134.
In December, yes, I paid him.
I didn't say in December. I said you paid him for December's utilities.
December's utilities.
Listen to me. I mean, you're looking at me as if I don't understand what you're talking about. I think you understand what I'm talking about very well. Mm-hmm. We usually pay utilities the month immediately following that for which the services were rendered, mm-hmm. because they don't know what your utilities are until you use them. Mm-hmm. So in December, you would pay November's utilities because then they would know how much your third was, correct?
Yes.
So you're telling me you paid, not in December, for December, and you gave Stephen $134 for December's utilities, not in December, for December.
Which would have had to after December.
What?
He was moved out before December was over. He was moved out around December
20th. I don't care when he was moved out. Hey, smarty pants. I don't care when he was moved out. So is what you're telling me now you did not pay for December's utilities?
There was no December's utilities because he had moved out and taken the electricity with him.
So you mean you had no electricity or water or any utilities in December?
No, we just didn't have the bill. The bills were around December 15th or so. And for those ones, yes, I did pay him.
Listen, I mean, are you trying to be... I was going to say obtuse. That would be unkind. Are you trying to act like you don't know what's going on, or you really don't know what's going on?
No, I understand completely what's going on. Okay. And December 15th,
my question to you is, stop trying to double talk me. Did you pay for December's utilities? The answer is either yes or no.
Yes.
What date?
On, I believe, December 15th. It was just
that
before he moved out.
Could not have been for December's utilities. That's for November's utilities. Even your boyfriend understands that. Do you get me?
Yes.
I don't like to do exercises in futility, nor do I like to waste time. So the answer is you did not pay for December's utilities.
No.
How much was her third of December's utilities? Not January.
Your Honor, it's $120.
Let me see.
Plus the cable is $24. That, Your Honor, because we couldn't locate Stephen for the copy, I don't have
don't
a hard copy for that.
Just a second. Make this very easy. How much did you pay Stephen on December 15th for November's utilities?
I believe it was $135. It always ran a little bit more.
What do you mean it always ran a little bit more?
A little bit extra because they kept their utilities running the whole
Fine.
Month.
So what you gave Stephen for November was $135.
$135.
Good. That's what you pay for December. So you owe them the month of January's rent, which is $550.
Yes,
and $135 for utilities is 5, is 8, is 6. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $685 on their claim. Thank you very much. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
I had been lied to from the day that I moved in, and Lana's still here lying today.
We got along up until she decided not to pay her rent.
From the drugs to the pit bull, it was an unsafe situation, and I'm just glad to be out of it.
In the Craigslist ad, there was it posted 420 as well as dog friendly.
They smoked downstairs in front of the baby. They didn't care about the baby. No one else had a baby there, and it was just unsafe for the baby to even be in that environment.
She knew what she was getting into.
It was not that when I started out, definitely not, and I have never done that around my daughter.
We lived on Fraternity Row.
And she worked at that time, she worked at a medical clinic, so I don't know what she's complaining about.
The household was a complete circus.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Sandman versus Keister. Step forward.
Angela Sandman is suing dog breeder Carrie Keister for a deposit she put on a dog that Carrie ultimately sold to someone else. She's also asking for the cost of a new dog and punitive damages.
Ms. Sandman, your complaint alleges that you gave the defendant a deposit on a puppy of $60, and that was around the 10th of December. You had seen the puppies where?
At her home.
But where did you find out that she was selling?
I went on Craigslist on the 8th and was trying to find a puppy for my kids for Christmas. Located one, called her, asked if she had any left. She responded that she did. So we went to her house, and she had two females left, picked one out, and told her I would be back on the 10th to give her the deposit towards the puppy.
How old were the puppies at that time, Ms. Keister?
The puppies were around 4 or 5 weeks old at that time.
So they weren't quite ready to go?
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Anybody who looks on Craigslist, if you ever choose to breed dogs again, should never buy a dog from you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Angela Sandman says dog breeder Carrie Keister owes for the return of her deposit on a dog, the cost of a new dog, and punitive damages.
Okay, Ms. Keister, is this the first litter of puppies that you had?
No, this is my second litter.
How many were in the litter?
Five.
Did you keep any?
No, ma'am.
Sold all five?
I gave one away and one passed away, and that left the three.
You sold the three to people from Craigslist?
Three different families, yes.
Okay, and who did you give the one away to?
It was a friend of mine.
And was that the puppy that the Sandmans had picked out?
Correct, Bella.
When did you give her that puppy?
Around the first, second week of January.
Okay. Ms. Sandman, your complaint alleges that you gave the defendant the deposit to hold the puppy, so you purchased it, and you said, here's the deposit, we'll pay you the rest when we come back to pick
Correct.
Her up. In the interim, you had a death in the family and money was tight. You decided you wanted your deposit back. According to you, you called her and told her you wanted your deposit back. She refused to give you your deposit back. And she told you she didn't have the puppy anymore. According to you, you went there somewhere just prior to Christmas and you had managed to put the money together. And when you got there, she told you she didn't have the dog anymore. That's what you wrote here.
Most of that is true, correct. I called her on Christmas Eve and told her I was able to put the rest of the money together. That would be there at noon when I got off of work. And at that time, she told me, I no longer have the dog. I sold it and you're not getting your deposit back. And she hung up on me.
So I could understand if you wanted your deposit back if she sold the puppy. She says she didn't. I don't believe her because she said she gave it away first or second week in January.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted the puppy in December, even though you were late in picking her up, and if she told you she didn't have it anymore, then she couldn't have given it to this woman, Kathy, who I'm sure if I call will tell me that she gave it away. I don't see why you would give the puppy away if you had sold the other three.
Ma'am, the reason I gave the puppy away, number one, was because they had already given me a name for this puppy.
And?
And it was coming to its name. I already have other dogs.
I don't know what you're talking about. She gave a name to the puppy.
She asked us to name the dog Bella when she came and put the deposit down. Number one, when she came and put the deposit down.
Ms. Keister. Ms. Keister, if what you're telling me is that you had to give this puppy away because in the couple of weeks between the time she put the deposit down and the time you gave it away, the dog was responding to the name Bella, I don't buy it.
Which so is don't a name that they had given
listen,
me
listen to me very,
to name
listen,
this
are you
dog.
Trying to, are you trying to talk over me? That's not going to happen, that you talk over me. I don't care whether they gave it the name Spartacus. That's not a reason to give a dog away.
That's not
Rather,
the reason I gave the dog away.
Don't scream at me, because you scream at me, the case is going to be over. Unsuccessfully for you.
That's not
unsuccessfully
right.
for you.
Pardon me.
Well, that's what you just said to me. You
the
just said to me I gave the dog away is because she had named the dog already and it was coming to its name.
And then
so I had to give it to somebody.
And you
are you eliminating that reason? Because it's
no,
the dumbest
that's
reason
part
I
of
ever
the reason,
heard.
Number one. The second part of the reason is I can't afford to feed their dog. I fed it and was willing to feed it up until Christmas Eve without even asking for any money to do that. You know,
somebody
I mean...
Somebody should take your dogs away from you.
Well?
I'm going to tell you why. Because if you told me this puppy was 4 weeks old on the 10th of December, and you would even think of turning this puppy over before it was 8 weeks old, somebody should come to your house and take all your dogs away from you.
The puppies
and
were born in November.
Never, and anybody who looks on Craigslist, if you ever choose to breed dogs again, should never buy a dog from you.
Mine are fixed now, thank you.
Well, they should be.
Exactly.
They should have been fixed before.
True.
They should have been fixed
before.
But
I tried to prevent the situation, and I couldn't prevent the situation. A male is a male.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Ms. Sandman, you have a ridiculous claim for a whole bunch of money other than the $60 of the deposit that you put down.
I don't feel it is ridiculous.
I don't care what you feel. What you feel is totally irrelevant to me.
Because I promised the dog to my kids for
Christmas.
Then
you should have gone
present.
To buy another dog for $110.
We had a death in the family.
Are you trying to talk over me or go to a shelter? What you're suing her for is the cost of another dog, your emotional distress, and a whole bunch of other things. If you were suing her for the return of your deposit, that you're entitled to, because I think she sold the dog. She mitigated her damages, and I think she's a liar, and I think she sold the dog. That you're entitled to. You are absolutely entitled to your money back that you invested. And if you want a dog, and if you don't have a lot of money, go to a shelter. They have wonderful dogs at a shelter. Who was it who died? Your cousin?
My brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law? If you had to help finance your brother-in-law's burial, then you can't afford to spend $150 for a dog. Go to a shelter and get a Christmas dog for your child at a shelter. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $60. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It wasn't a ridiculous claim. I promised the dog to my kids for Christmas.
It was pretty fair. I don't appreciate being called a liar.
I was able to come up with the remaining balance, but she refused to give me the dog.
I was called every name in the book, and at that point in time, not going to tolerate that.
She said she sold it off from underneath me, and I wasn't getting my money back.
They wanted their deposit back, and I'm sorry, I'm not a pet store.
We didn't get another dog. We got our kids a hamster.
She's in a good home, and we're all happy.
I wouldn't even think about it because there are people like Carrie out there.
We're not doing this no more. We had the animals fixed.